The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas to help readers identify and understand significant trends in management practice. What determines whether an internal social media initiative brings business benefits? One essential but often overlooked factor is how employees feel about the organization. Succeeding with Social Media in Organizations, written by Q. Hu and Andrew Shipilov, excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Social Business. Many organizations have started using social media tools, aka Enterprise 2.0, internally to interact with their employees. A number of companies, including Best Buy and Dell, have succeeded in using social media internally to meet important objectives, such as reducing their costs, increasing revenues, or stimulating innovation. However, many companies have either stayed away from using social media tools internally or failed to see beneficial results from their use within their organization. In a 2010 survey the authors conducted, of 1,060 global executives, only about 50% said that their companies had adopted social media initiatives within their organizations. Of those, about 60% reported that social media had positive effects on their company's internal communications. Thus, only about 30% of executives who were surveyed worked for companies that have both adopted internal use of social media and seen positive effects on the company's internal communications as a result. In a qualitative investigation of 34 companies' social media experience, the authors found a similar dichotomy. Why do so many companies either avoid using social media internally or fail to make it work very well within their organizations? One finding is that to be successful, internal social media initiatives must focus first and foremost on the development of emotional capital, which was defined as the aggregate feelings of goodwill toward a company and the way it operates. A company's emotional capital with its employees can be built by the actions of executives. It represents the emotion-based assets that the organization has developed over time with its employees. The authors developed a theory about the relationship between emotional capital and internal social media use by comparative case studies and tested this theory by a survey. Their findings suggest that executives who use social media to build emotional capital within their employees' communities reap real benefits in terms of improved information flows, collaboration, lower turnover, and higher employee motivation. Unfortunately, many organizations fail to grasp the crucial role of social media in building emotional capital, and instead try extracting benefits from the internal use of social media before emotional capital is built. The authors developed a theory about the relationship between emotional capital and social media usage by using comparative case studies and tested this theory by a survey method. To identify cases, they began by reviewing what was written in books, journal articles, and the popular press about companies that used social media. They also tapped into our personal network of executives to understand how social media was used in different companies. Reviewing the published company cases and discussions with executives gave insight into what has been done in 34 organizations. From these companies, they selected five that promised to provide contrasting case studies: Tupperware, Tech Company, Tech Company 2 and Tech Company 3, and Placement Firm. The last four are pseudonyms for different companies, and conducted personal interviews and requested non-publicly available documentation. They did 10 interviews at Tech Company and 12 interviews at Tupperware and produced a case study on Tupperware, combining interview data and archival research. In the case studies, the authors established causality by asking multiple respondents about the history of social media deployment in their organizations, the evolving nature of emotional capital as a result of social media deployment, and the outcomes. The limitation with case studies is the lack of generalizability, however. This is why they surveyed 1,060 executives from different companies. This survey was conducted online in October to November 2010. they followed up with selected respondents in January to February 2011. They asked a range of questions, including whether executives' companies adopted social media technologies, which specific technologies they adopted, the impact of social media usage on various aspects of the emotional climate inside companies, and the impact of social media on vertical and horizontal communication inside companies, as well as questions about the companies and the respondents. Of the 1,060 respondents, 544 said that their company had adopted social media. The results of this study should be widely generalizable and are not likely to be biased by the focus on specific industry, geographical region, or company size. Respondents came from a variety of industries. 16.3% worked in business and consumer services, 14.2% in financial services, 13.4% worked in the technology sector, 9.3% worked in consumer goods, 6.9% worked in telecommunications, and 5% in the automotive sector. The remaining respondents worked in other industries. The respondents' companies operated all over the world, with 79% operating in Europe, 53% in Asia-Pacific, 51.6% in North America, 39.2% in the Middle East and Africa, and 35.7% in South America and Central America. Of the respondents, 39.1% worked for companies with revenues under $100 million. 17.8% worked for companies with revenues between $100 million and $1 billion, while 33.2% worked for companies with revenues of over $1 billion. More than half the respondents were senior executives. 19.4% were owners/partners, 17.4% held the title of CEO/president or managing director, 16.5% held the title of senior vice president, or director. Social media can help emotionally attuned executives see where their company needs nurturing. It reduces the power distance and helps executives build and maintain human bonds with a large group of employees more efficiently. It allows employees to identify themselves more readily with an organization and can provide them with varied non-financial rewards. Employees join communities to experience authenticity, pride, attachment, and fun. And social media tools can help executives build these pillars of emotional capital more effectively. On the flip side, internal social media use can also relentlessly expose the shortcomings of a company culture, and sometimes even magnify them. This may be why many executives, instinctively thinking that social media may highlight the absence of emotional capital in their organizations, avoid adopting it internally. They don't want to hear what their employees have to say. This segment excerpted from Succeeding with Social Media in Organizations, written by Q. Hu and Andrew Shipiloff, which appeared in the MIT Sloan Management Review from the December 2012 issue. To learn more or to read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.